Carl has a voice.
Hello?
Hello, yes. Welcome to the show.
It's Bishop Raya Abuel Assal.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, sir. Can we have your viewpoints on the International Day of Al-Quds?
Thank you.
Yes. Can we have your view on the International Day of Al-Quds?
Hello?
Hello, Bishop. Can you hear me? Do you have my voice?
Well, let me begin first by... Yes, I hear you. Do you hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Bishop, we have you loud and clear.
Let me begin by greeting all the listeners and wishing all the people who are adherents, the adherents of Islam. Something is wrong with the connection.
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear, Bishop. Please go ahead.
Okay, I
can hear a delay in the voice.
Okay. Again, I want to begin by greeting and wishing all the people of Islam and for Ramadan and for Eid al-Fitr, which all of us will be celebrating next week, God willing. There's something wrong.
Yes, Bishop, go ahead. Your viewpoints on the International Day of Al-Quds.
As for Jerusalem, Jerusalem continues to be the most holy. Jerusalem the most holy city on the face of the earth. It's holy to all the Abrahamic faiths. And all the followers of the Abrahamic faiths must join hands together so that the sacredness, the holiness of the city will be protected rather than it becomes a place where people continue to fight. This is a place where we need to give glory to Almighty God. The city is, as I said, is holy to us Christians. God has enacted most wonderful acts in human beings by sending Jesus Christ to this earth. Islam and the Muslim community view it as the first Qibla and the third of the most holy places or sites in Islam, and the Jewish community continue to look to it as its major holy site in the world at large. Jerusalem can't be controlled by one party. Jerusalem must be shared if it is to claim back its sacredness and its holiness. The occupation, in my opinion and the opinion of the international community, continue to be the root cause of all this pain and this suffering, and the international community should act in a manner that will put an end to this pain and to this suffering. To end the occupation that of Palestine or of Syria or of Lebanon, so that the people of the area in the Middle East will learn the art not only of simply coexisting, but the art of co-living. I, for one, continue to work for peace, continue to endeavor to see that there be healing and reconciliation. This is my opinion on the future of Jerusalem. Jerusalem within the walled city must have a municipal council, perhaps, representative of the people of the faith, those who believe in the one God, those who claim it to be a holy city within their faith and their beliefs. Nothing to do with politicians, at least for a period of time, so that all the people of the world may have access to Jerusalem. Today I have that all men of the Muslim community below the age of 45 cannot enter Jerusalem. all women of the Muslim community below the age of 35 cannot enter Jerusalem. Free access to Jerusalem is a human right. If people want to go to Jerusalem to pray, no one should stop them from going to pray there. It is holy to them. It is holy to us.
Yes, Bishop, you mentioned that the solution to the Palestinian crisis is to end the occupation, but how can this happen?
Hello? The international community, the United Nations, should see to it that its resolutions be complied with. They can't continue to play this double standard. In one place, they enforce the United Nations resolutions. In another place, they seem to continue to drag. Now, we know that in politics, someone said politics is the art of postponing the inevitable. For hope in this hopeless situation to be brought back alive, the United Nations, the Security Council, should see to it that the resolutions relating to Jerusalem, relating to the occupied territories of 1967, be complied with. Then there is hope, there is peace, and there is security for all. For Israel even to continue to speak of secure borders, I keep telling them, the best of secure borders are reconciled neighbors, and the closest of neighbors are the Palestinians.
Yes, Bishop Raya Abu El Asal from Beit
Al-Aqsa. Side by side for thousands of years.
I'm sorry, we'll have to leave it there. Many thanks for your thoughts.